With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to You Are You Unapologetically podcast. I'm Dr. Kim R. Grimes, and today we're talking about something that affects every single one of us. Yep. Sleep. That's right. I said sleep. Specifically, what we're going to be talking about is how to get better sleep naturally and actually wake up feeling refreshed. Yay! Yes, that's what we're going to talk about. That's what this episode is all about. Because let's be honest, how many of us can actually say we wake up energized every day? I know I have a lot of energy, but I don't wake up every day energized. I don't. Just want to share that. Now, if you've ever tossed and turned at night, or you find yourself struggling with endless scrolling on your phone at 2 a.m., or you hit the snooze button 10 times in the morning before even rolling out of bed, this episode is for you. And if you like or really love sleeping like I do, then this episode is definitely for you. I'm saying, see, because sleep isn't just about closing your eyes at night, or what we call rest. Sleep is about recovery. It's about healing. It's about recharging and preparing for the day ahead. That's what sleep is all about. And the lack of sleep impacts your mood, impacts your focus, impacts your health, and even impacts your relationship. So it will hinder your ability to be you unapologetically. So there are so many people that struggle. So many people that struggle to get the kind of rest we need. But here's the thing. So many of us are running on empty, surviving on caffeine, or wondering why were they so tired all the time? Why are they so tired? That's what they're wondering. Whether it's stress, endless scrolling on your phone, right? Or trying to do just one more thing before bed. We've all been there. So you're not alone. You're not alone. And while there are sleep experts out there with great advice, they have awesome advice, we're not here to share complex medical jargon or miracle sleep cures. Nope. Today, we're having a real conversation for everyday people like you and me. We're going to talk about small habits, real struggles, and simple changes that anyone, and I mean anyone, can try. Now, are you someone who recently been trying to build a healthier nighttime routine? So in today's episode, we're going to help you out. Because we're going to talk about practical, natural ways to improve your sleep. No complicated theories or fancy products, just real simple tips you can try tonight. No, tonight, not tomorrow night, but tonight. I'll also be sharing some of my personal experience and habits I found helpful as I wind down at night. So grab your favorite cup of tea, get cozy, and let's talk about getting better sleep, okay? Let's dive in. All right, so we want to start with why, the why behind sleep. Why is sleep so important? Why? Again, it isn't just about rest, like I said before. It's about recovery. While you sleep, while I sleep, while we sleep, our body repairs itself. It repairs our brain, it repairs whatever ligament, it repairs any illnesses, brain processes the information of today or earlier today, and it allows our emotions to get a reset. So if you're skipping good sleep, you are not just tired. Nope. You're operating on less focus, less attention to detail. And I am a person that's big on attention to detail. But you're functioning with less patience, and most of all, less energy. It's like trying to drive your car with no gas. No gas, the tank is on empty. And we all know how that works, right? It doesn't. So let's really take getting sleep, good sleep, serious. Let's do that. All right. So what do you think? Got a question for you, listeners. What do you think gets in the way of good sleep? Think about it. What are some of the things that will get in the way of good sleep? What gets in the way of you having a good night's sleep? See, for many of us, it's one or more things. And so I want to talk about one or more things that really gets in my way. And the first thing is stress, right? When I'm stressed out, that's the last thing I'm going to do is sleep. Didn't I tell you guys I love sleeping? I do love sleeping, but when I'm stressed, I can't. I just lie in bed, replaying every little thing that happened or whatever the situation or circumstance that occurred that day. What am I worrying about? I might, because of the stress, I'm worrying about something. So every little thing that happens that day or what may happen tomorrow. So stress impacts your ability to sleep. It impacts my ability to sleep. So when we worry, sleep does not want anything to do with you or me. So it stands off at a distance. You can see it, but I know I can see it because, like I said, I love sleep, but it's not coming anywhere near. So stress and worry, right? How many of you scroll through your phone, either Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, until you can barely keep your eyes open? I tease my family members when I see them doing it, and I say to them, "So what are you doing? Watching TV?" Or I'll tell them, "Can you put your television down?" And they just look at me like side-eyed, but it's all good. The point is that blue light messes up your body's natural signals to sleep. Yeah. And we become addicted to scrolling. For some of us, it's hard to stop scrolling. So, do you personally struggle with technology before bed? You think you're relaxed by watching YouTube videos, but you end up watching way longer than you plan and feeling wired instead of tired. And so, when you bundle this with that 4 p.m. cup of coffee, or that 5 p.m. energy drink that you had, sleep really becomes standoffish. Sleep is not coming near you. I'm just saying. Stress and caffeine, Coffee may seem harmless when you're drinking it, right? And the energy drink as well. But think about the fact that when it comes to bedtime, it's still in your system. It's still in your body. And so You want to be mindful of that for those of us who do not have a bedtime schedule. See, I like to go to bed around 10, maybe 11, and I'm that person that I find myself off schedule a whole lot, especially when I feel like I'm behind. So going to bed at 10 p.m. one night, at midnight another night, at 2 a.m. another night, this confuses your body rhythm. You can't possibly get good sleep. And I know I don't when my body rhythm is off. And so I have to be mindful to stick to my routine or go back to my routine. See, like I said, I love to sleep. It's my favorite, and I mean favorite thing to do. And I'm sorry to say, but sleep comes easy for me, except when I'm stressed, I'm worrying about something, when I don't feel good, and also when I'm off my routine. When I'm off my routine, I struggle to get sleep. I struggle to fall asleep. So there are a number of things that come in between us having or getting a good night's sleep. And I said it, stress, scrolling, drinking caffeine, worrying, not having a good routine, a good bedtime. All right. So that being said, let us now segue into talking about simple but natural tips to improve sleep. These tips is for anyone, and they're so simple. They're so simple and easy. Think of sleep like landing a plane, right? You need a gradual descent. You just can't just land that plane, right? If you have to gradually descend. And so our bodies are looking for that. Our bodies need that. So start winding down 30 to 60 minutes before bed. I'm quite sure you heard this before. This could mean anything such as dimming the lights. You can pick up a book and read. You can listen to soft music, soft, relaxing music. Journaling also helps as well. I mean, even doing some light stretching. I do all my exercise in the morning, so by the end of the day, I'm ready to go to bed, right? But light stretching will help as well. The goal is to signal your brain that it is time to relax. You have to allow your body that time to descend gradually, gradually. So create a wind down routine. That is tip number one. Tip number two is limit screen time before bed. So if you're throughout the day just scrolling, right? Just scrolling on your phone, your tablet, or you like to watch television, the blue light from these devices can trick your brain into thinking it's still daytime. So try putting your devices, right, away at least 30 minutes before bedtime. Put your phone on do not disturb, but also put it away. And if you really need to be on your phone during the wind down time, then use a blue light filter. Look into getting a blue light filter. That should help as well. Okay. Tip number three, stick to a sleep schedule. Stick to a sleep schedule. And I'm talking to myself because I tend not to sleep, not to stick to my sleep schedule. I, for some reason, tell myself I can get this stuff done, I can get this done, and I'll stay up late. But I feel the difference the next day. And when I do this 3 or 4 days in a row, yep, not on my routine or not my schedule, I begin to feel sluggish. Your body, my body, our bodies thrive on routine. We love routine. So going to bed and waking up at the same time, even on weekends, can help our body develop a natural rhythm, a natural flow, and we'll feel it too. And over time, you'll find it easier and easier to fall asleep and to wake up without an alarm. How many of us use alarm, right? I do. My husband teases me because I will set my alarm and I will intentionally not get up. I won't get up. So I love to sleep, so I just want to do more and more of it. So I use my alarm to wake me up as a precursor or pre-wake-up warning. And then I intentionally lay in bed for another hour, and then I'll get up and start my day. But like I said, if you stick to a sleep routine, sleep will come easy. Believe me, it works for me. Tip number four, what do you eat or drink at night before you go to bed? What are those things? You have to be mindful and you have to watch those things. Avoid heavy meals. Avoid drinking alcohol and already said caffeine close to bedtime. Instead, try like a calming tea, like caramel or peppermint. Oh my gosh, I love me some peppermint tea. It can actually and really help you to relax without keeping you awake. That's my go-to, peppermint tea. You have to try it. You have to try it. All right. Tip number five. I love this. I love this because of the word sanctuary. Make your bedroom a sleep sanctuary. See, of course, our bedroom should be a place for rest and not stress or worry. It should be a place where we go to really rest and get good sleep. So, you want to keep it cool. You want to keep it dark. You want to keep it quiet. When I sleep, I like the room to be dark. I mean, pitch black. Any little light bothers me, not only when I'm falling asleep, but believe it or not, it wakes me up because I'll roll over and I'll see the light and I'll wake up. So be sure to invest in what they call blackout curtains. You can also look for comfortable bedding that's going to help you fall asleep. Or it's called white noise machine. You can look into that. These are just some suggestions that will help you make your bed room into a sleep sanctuary. All right. Tip number six. This is a good tip. Practice gratitude or journaling. See, one of the things that helps me when I'm going to bed is I say my prayers. But to me, that is the same thing as thinking about positive things because as I say my prayers, I'm saying thank you and I'm grateful for the things that had occurred throughout the day. I'm grateful for the food that I ate, right? For my health, for my being. And so I say these things out loud, but you can go a step further and you can write them down as far as, put them in your journal. I know that thinking positive and specifically speaking about what I'm grateful for, it helps me to end my day on a positive note, but it also helps me to quiet my mind. So if you are a person that you said, hey, I tried all that and I still can't sleep. Well, even with all these tips, there might still be some nights, and they are with me as well, that I just can't sleep. And it's okay. It's okay. Don't make it wrong. It happens to all of us, believe me. So if you're tossing and turning, try getting out of bed. Try getting up, and I'll do this when I just can't get any sleep. I just say, what I'll do is I'll say, okay, if I'm not sleeping 15 minutes, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go and pick up a book and read, or I'm going to go and listen to some soft, calming music. That's what I do until I feel sleepy. Sometimes I'll put my earbuds in, and that will help me fall asleep. Listening to something, music, but please avoid at all costs turning on your phone. That's right. Don't turn on your phone or the television because it's only going to wake you up more. That's all it's going to do. It's going to wake you up more. All right. So I shared with you six tips, right? I want to recap some of the key points that we talked about today. We know sleep is essential. It's a non-negotiable, right? It is essential for our physical and mental health. And I said before, the lack of sleep impacts your ability to be you unapologetically. So you must get sleep. I must get sleep. We must get sleep. Non-negotiable, right? Stress, screens, and inconsistent schedules are some of the biggest sleep disruptors. We talked about that, and I share that. And the sad part is that they are all right at our fingertips, right? Stress, our phones, right? So simple changes. We're not asking for big changes. Simple changes like a wind down routine. Just set your alarm on your phone for a specific time, and that will be your wind down time. And at that time, limit your screen time, right? But limit your screen time during the day. But during that time you set, limit your screen time. And creating a sleep-friendly bedroom, oh, it's going to make a huge difference. Believe me when I say, in you getting better sleep. I'm serious about that. So remember that improving your sleep doesn't mean being perfect every night. Mm-mm. Give yourself grace as you try to figure out what works best for you. Don't make it wrong. But improving your sleep is really about small, consistent changes that you implement. Again, give yourself grace, right? Celebrate your wins, even if they're small. Celebrate your little wins. And, you know, don't make it hard. Don't make it wrong at all. You can, you come up with what ways that you want to celebrate. I'm thinking something like going to bed 15 minutes earlier, right? Or skipping that late night coffee or turning off your phone at 9:30. Believe me, my do not disturb goes into effect at 9 p.m. And so at 8:45, I have an alarm and it goes off. It's a quiet alarm. And I know that is my wind down time. So here's what I want you guys to do. Let's do it tonight, right? Let's do it tonight. I want to challenge you, each and every one of you who are listening. I want to challenge you to do one thing that's going to help you sleep better tonight. Don't make it wrong. Don't make it hard, right? Because I say that all the time because, you know, as humans, we are good at making things wrong. We are good at making things hard. So I'm telling you, don't make it wrong and don't make it hard. Getting the proper amount of sleep every night will have an impact on you being you unapologetically. And that's what this podcast is all about, right? You are you unapologetically. So I dare you to take my challenge and try one thing, just one thing, something as simple as putting your phone away. See, that might be a hard thing for you because we're always scrolling, right? But put it away earlier than what you normally do. Or maybe instead of drinking coffee, make yourself a nice hot cup of tea. I recommend peppermint. Or you can listen to some soft, calming music. I tend to find the instrumental music without lyrics very, very calming. And or you can do some journaling or read a book before you go to bed. Try at least one thing. I know I rattled off a couple of things, but try one thing and see how it feels and see if it works for you. And if it does work for you, keep building from there. And if it doesn't work for you, try something different until you find what works for you. Sleep is important. It is important because, again, the lack of sleep impacts your ability to be you unapologetically. So with society's rigid expectations and endless opinions, self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting. And the lack of sleep, oh my gosh, will make it worse. Most of the time, we tend to push down those feelings, dumb down, hide how we really are feeling, and we just go with the flow. We just go with it. But you are you unapologetically doesn't mean going with the flow. It means being true to how you were created and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. Look, I say it at the end of every episode. People are going to talk about you. They're going to say things about you. We just have to let them talk. Because where do you have the time to allow yourself to be intimidated by the presence of others and think so little of yourself? Tell me where do you get the time? And when you show up without pretense and hesitation, the world can't dull your glamour. They can't. And most importantly, you will be inspired, like I say it all the time, to shine your light. And not only shine your light, you want to help others to tap into their own brilliance. So let us all agree, as I share this at the end of majority of the episodes that I do, put an end to disparaging mindsets and begin to own your authentic self. Own your authentic self. Get some good sleep. It's going to help you. Join me here in a safe space where we're going to have an intimate, influential conversation about what? About you. About you being you, because you are you unapologetically. And no one, absolutely no one, is better at being you. I guarantee you, no one. So thank you so much for joining and tuning in to You Are You Unapologetically. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Your support is greatly appreciated. And please know, we can't do this without you. Absolutely not. So let me say this. If you found this episode inspiring, uplifting, informative, don't forget to share it with someone else. Definitely share it with someone else, especially someone who you know may be struggling with getting good sleep. Okay, as always, make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you won't miss an episode. And in between them, now and then, sleep well, wake up refreshed, and keep showing up as your authentic self every single day. How about that? Until next time, take care and sweet dreams, everyone. Sweet dreams. Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at kimrgrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.